morning. Welcome in number 2,041.
2,041,
huh?
It's 2,300.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. 341.
39. 39 is correct.
I knew last week was the 30s.
You were off by like 300.
I was.
Yep. Well, coming up on today's show, we've got a lot of fun. Evan Western from Acme Packing Company talking Packers-Eagles Monday Night Football tonight. Also, we've got a KMA Land Senior Spotlight with Cassidy Wank from...
Oh, Glidden Ralston.
Yep, nailed it.
Really?
Also, a KMA Land catch-up with Lauren Williams, originally from...
St. Albert.
And now at...
She's from Midland.
Midland. Senior at Midland. So that's coming up on today's show. We've
I feel like she's been there forever.
At Midland. Yeah, there are some that's... I think because she starred right away. But there are some years like, how are you a senior? I mean, it was. Yeah. But she's one that I definitely feel like should be... maybe in her ninth year there. But I think it is because she was right away. She was a freshman impact player. But anyway, KMA Land Volleyball Conference Awards are up. How much of that did you read, Trev?
Haven't looked at it yet. It's on the agenda for later today. Hey. I do. I enjoy those kinds of things.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
And I know you put a lot of work into those.
KMA Land Offensive Player of the Year, Setter of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, Senior, Junior, Sophomore, Freshman of the Year, plus all Elite Conference, all Senior, Junior, sophomore, freshman, and all defense for each of the eight conferences, which are, Ryan?
Hawkeye 10, yes. Corner, Western Iowa, Pride of Iowa, Missouri right. River. Mm. I know I'm not going in order.
You were there for a little bit.
Yeah. Rolling Valley.
Yep.
Bluegrass.
Yeah.
What am I missing here?
Don't forget about the little Hawkeye.
Yeah. Oh, the WCAC.
Yeah. There you go. You got all eight of them. Are you guys ready to move the WIC to number one? By the way,
that's gonna throw me off.
Well, it's not gonna be that big of a deal, I don't think. But
anyway. It's gonna throw me off.
Gonna throw you off
for a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm still just getting over the Western Valley not being in our coverage area.
Oh, that hasn't been for a while.
Let's bring that back.
Let's bring it back. Woodbine head football coach Dustin Crook talking with a crook himself, Ryan Matheny. And that full interview, that full preview is up now, KMAland.com. Our sports feature today was a highlight rundown from Trevor Mader from the KMA Land All-Star Volleyball Classic, which was yesterday, which was won by?
Team Clendenin.
Yeah. How many of the 10, I think, 10 players could you name?
Lexi Clendenin.
Well, there's either 10 or 11.
Lexi Clendenin.
Yes.
Jocelyn O'Neill.
Yes. Two of the all-tournament team members. And O'Neill.
Jessica MVP. Lillig.
Lillig, yes.
Jasmine Shields.
I will say maybe. I think so. Was she on that team or was she on the runner-up?
No, I think she was.
She was on that team.
All right. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. What else you got? Trev, how much you want?
I'm letting Matheny go.
You can jump in.
Lana Alley.
Yes.
Camden Richter.
Camden Richter
from ACGC.
No.
Becca Littler.
Yeah. Wrong ACGC girl. Yes, my bad. Yes. Mallory Leaders from Underwood.
Yes. Good job.
Where
one Red Oak girl goes, another goes.
Mallory Leaders from where?
From Underwood.
Oh.
And then you had Carly Jenkins from Red Oak.
Yes.
Was there an Atlantic girl on that team?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Funkmaster Flex, Delaney Funk was there on that team from Lennox. And you also had Anna Hart from Coon Rapids Baird. And that's it. Got them all.
So we did all right on that.
Yeah. Yeah. You did well. I mean, it was just yesterday, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't remember if Shields was on that team or the other one, but you guys nailed it. Tyler Parsons from?
The Alan Parsons Project.
Nope.
Okay.
Maryville.
He's going to play baseball for?
Northwest Missouri State.
No. Former Northwest Missouri State coach. Now at Mike Creason. Now he's at Southwestern Community College. Mm. Former assistant baseball coach at Northwest. Father of?
Cannon
Creason, yeah. Good job. Also at 1 o'clock p.m., Know Your Opponents with Marty Wadley from Bishop Garrigan.
Yes.
Yeah.
So enjoyed chatting with him.
You got that one ready to go?
It's ready to go. It is.
And then the Winter Sports Name to Know series begins today.
Yes.
With Bob Dyer's boy.
I don't know if there's any. There might be
some. There's got to be a relation somewhere.
It's probably some sort of relation.
Check out the family tree. Jensen Dyer of?
Glenwood?
Martinsville St. Mary's.
Yeah, I know. We're not talking about big old ding-dong dorks like you. No, I'm just kidding. Only one big old ding-dong dork from Glenwood. No, not Matheny.
No.
No, there is no. We're talking about Matheny. Matheny's a big ding-dong dork. Okay, Ryan, will you take that one for us?
I always do.
Full story, KMAland.com. And also, you can check out all the audio interviews wherever you get your podcasts, right in that Upon Further Review podcast feed. It doesn't have to just be a UFR segment. It's all KMA Sports interviews. That's sponsored by now? Okay. All right. We got a big week ahead of us. I mean, Trevor certainly does. And Ryan, I mean, you do as well. I'm going to be having a big week, I'm sure, too. But we've got all kinds of fun. I was just looking at this broadcast calendar page. It just makes me want to give somebody some hugs.
Make you feel all tingly.
Makes me want to give some hugs out. Because we have state semifinals on Wednesday, two of them. Thursday, one of them. We have district championships, two of those, plus a district final coverage and a state semifinal coverage as well Friday. And then Saturday, three state semifinals all on KMA Radio.
Back to back to back.
Like Kobe and Shaq.
Yes.
Yeah. You like that?
I like it. That was good.
All right. So we are going to be covering, can you name the five schools, Ryan?
at state football?
Yeah.
Isn't it
Audubon.
Six?
Six schools. My bad.
Audubon, Woodbine, Sergeant Bluff, Luton. Then you have Kemper.
Yeah.
Van Meter.
Yeah.
Bishop Heelan.
All right. Now name their opponents.
Okay. So Audubon.
You should be able to get the first
Audubon
two.
Audubon plays Garrigan. Woodbine plays Gladbrook Rhinebeck.
With Ryan Matheny and Tom Moore, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.
I don't know the rest. FM.
Oh, you don't know the rest?
I haven't looked yet. Derek, it's been a lot. There's been a lot going on.
So you get Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Pella.
Okay.
Which that one could be a really fun matchup. Then
somebody plays Osage.
That would be Van Meter.
Okay.
You got Kemper, Wilton.
Okay.
And Heelan, Wallert.
You know, honestly, I read these matchups about five times on Friday night on the scoreboard show, and I was with you. Could not name any of the other opponents. Yeah. So. I said it like five times.
I think the eight player semifinal matchups are fantastic.
Oh, you would say that. No, voice like of eight man.
No, I really do think that. I think if you flip those, I think Audubon and Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Woodbine Garrigan might not be quite as interesting as what we got with Audubon Garrigan and Woodbine Gladbrook, because I think those teams are kind of similar.
Okay. Well, looking forward to it. There's only one way to actually hear these games.
Mm-hmm. KMA FM.
KMA FM 99.1.
Yes.
There's no watching it in any regard. Right?
Yeah. I mean, why would you want to?
Yeah.
Well, if, you know, some of their equipment has an unfortunate spill on it, or I go kick it.
Yeah. What if...
Or I kick their broadcaster.
Yeah. What
I would never kick Tom Peters.
What if the... If somebody's doing it from an iPhone. Would you watch that? Like from the stands?
Oh, because that'll be happening.
That'd be fun.
Somebody will put it on Facebook Live. Yeah.
Woo-wee. All right. Anyway, we love video streams here at KMA Radio.
Or like when we get to postseason softball and baseball and people are putting it on Game Changer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Game Changer has been a game changer, I'll tell you that much.
It's illegal.
Last night? Yeah, well, who's stopping them? Anybody?
No, they don't care. They only care about us.
Yeah. Last night, you watch Aaron Rodgers die?
Some of it. It wasn't the most entertaining game to watch.
No, it wasn't.
It was like a Big Ten game.
Trevor, the big NFL fan, does not watch any NFL games.
He didn't watch
NFL game yesterday.
I watched some of that game.
How'd you do with the rest of the day?
Didn't watch any of them.
Too busy
Chiefs
shopping.
It was a bye week for the Chiefs.
We were busy until probably 4.
I explained this to Mater yesterday.
3:15.
Some of us stayed around and helped pick up Matheny.
Mm-hmm.
I
walked out like at the same time.
No, we didn't walk. We stayed and helped Coach Schneider pick up chairs. That was,
did you?
Yeah. My wife felt bad that she was doing it all herself. So.
Well, we paid a custodian $50. Where was that guy at?
He took the money and ran, I guess.
All right. Anyway, I explained this to Trevor, like, you know, it doesn't have to be a Chiefs bye week to go enjoy your Sunday, because the regular season games do not matter.
No, and
there are
17
of them, and most of them don't matter.
And the Chiefs never play on Sunday anyway. Sunday afternoon anyway.
Sunday's 3:30, but not usually Sunday at noon. No,
I'm just saying, like, the Chiefs were. Well, I guess they did like start. What did they start last year? Like crazy undefeated record, but they were not good.
Last year, they wouldn't say they weren't good.
They weren't good.
They weren't 9-0. Like, they weren't as good as their record.
Good.
They were still good.
Are the Patriots good?
they might be okay.
Drake May.
I mean, he looks – I'm more
I mean, sold. His overall numbers at the end of the game were not good, but, like, some of the throws that he made yesterday, jeez. He's better than Mahomes, I think.
He might be. I'm more sold on the Patriots than I am the Broncos.
Of course, yes. Like, me too.
If we're talking 8-2 teams.
Yeah.
But when I look at the teams that are –
Let's talk all 8-2 teams. Patriots, Broncos, who else?
Are the Colts 8-2?
Yeah.
So you've got – Those are That's the three it. Teams that are 8-2. I still think it'll come down to Chiefs Bills.
There's also 4 other teams there with 2 losses.
Would you go out on a limb and say any of those teams would be in the AFC Championship game over the Chiefs or the Bills? Because I don't. I think we've got to like.
I wish somebody would.
I think we've got to like NBA territory with the NFL where it's like.
Well, I thought it was pretty.
The regular season doesn't like. Not saying it doesn't matter.
So Roger Goodell's going to block trades, or
it's possible. Okay. Like. Oh man, LeBron's Cavs are the 6th seed.
Yeah, well, rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah cross them off.
Yeah. So I thought it was pretty stupid. Your favorite podcast that you listen to all the time, the Greater Heights podcast. Is that
I don't
called?
Listen to that.
You listen to that every
New
single,
Heights.
New Heights every single day.
Oh, you knew the name? Huh?
I was thinking of Greater Heights Wrestling Club in Kansas City is a pretty good club.
I don't
but anyway,
listen to it.
Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce were talking baseball, and Jason was like. Oh, you think you just go buy the World Series? That's why baseball's stupid. And, like, the NFL is, I mean, like, if you're talking about, I guess, larger point is, like, anybody who wants to win a World Series can just buy one, and that, you know, that's what happens in baseball. Nobody other than the teams that win, you know, buy championships win championships. Well, Major League Baseball has had, like, a long, long, long run until this year of lots of different champions, whereas
right.
the NFL is the same crap over and over and over and over and over again. In the NBA, I think it's, like, 8 consecutive years with 8 different champions or something like that, while the NFL, somehow, still the most popular league in the world, which I have grown so tired of,
because it's
oversaturation.
Because it's football. That's why.
Is it? I mean, is it just...
It's because it's football.
Well, I mean, like... Baseball and basketball are fun sports, too. Football is, like, worse than it was 10 years ago.
I'm not disagreeing.
I mean, like, just the actual game is worse.
Yeah.
You look at quarterback play across the board. You look at some of the stupid ticky-tack penalties that are called every single week. And, like, week to week, you don't know. Like, the Chiefs are going to have 10 penalties in Jacksonville and then none
right.
when they come home, you know, 6 days later or whatever.
Which, yeah.
You know.
NFL officiating sucks.
There's a lot of there's a lot more things wrong with the NFL than there are with the NBA and MLB. Like, MLB has figured out a lot of stuff here lately in terms of just making it more feasible to sit through and watch, whereas...
And it showed with TV numbers for World Series.
I think we're just a dumb country, right?
I'm not disagreeing.
I mean, who did we elect? But anyway.
Well, did we?
Well, maybe the Dominion cheated. I don't know.
Don't say that. You'll get sued by Dominion.
I don't have anything against... I was talking Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Go Monarchs. They'll sue you.
The college basketball
team. Oh,
they'll
sue you.
They will? Anyway, did you guys see Donald Trump went to the Commanders game yesterday?
Uh-huh.
He wants to have the field named after him.
Yeah, so do I. I want the field named after me.
But, like, he's the first president to go to an NFL football game since 1976.
Mm-hmm. Did Jimmy Carter not... I feel like...
Do you think most presidents are just like, it's too much of a, you know, too much of a hubbub, too much of a big deal, too much of a problem for us
if
we go?
The logistics involved.
I can tell you, as somebody who goes to NFL games, I don't want a president at a game that I'm going to because the security is just more of a hassle. Like, stay at home, watch it on TV.
You think they care?
No, they don't care.
Okay. Anyway.
He definitely doesn't care.
That's what I'm saying. That's who I was talking about. Anyway, hope you guys had a good show so far today. We're
great time. Yep.
We're done.
Sweet.
We've been canceled. Bam! Ryan, you got anything else you want to add about your beloved president, Donald Trump?
No, I don't.
Hey, I got a question. What if... So, like, throw this out there.
Oh, okay.
Where he was talking about potentially, you know, doing away with term limits.
Uh-huh.
What if Barack Obama came back and ran for president then in that regard versus Donald Trump?
He would win.
Who's he?
Barack Obama.
But I'm saying, like, do they know what can of... You know what they're opening if they would do that?
Yeah, that's why I don't think they're going to open that can.
George Washington might run again.
Yes. Tom Brady's going to clone him. And he's
going to
come back.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Goodbye!